I call the monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:32, and as always, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
Pledge
allegiance to
allegiance
the
to the
flag of
flag
the
of the
United
United
States of
States of
America,
America
and
and to
to the
the
Republic
Republic
for
for which
which
it
it stands,
stands, one
one
nation,
nation,
under God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with liberty and
with
justice for
liberty
all.
and justice for all. Okay, we'll start by welcoming our new member, even though he's not a stranger to any of us, Charlie Sampson. He's kind of new to the WPCA, this committee, but he served on, I can't remember which one, Charlie. Were you on the privatization one?
The privatization one.
Okay, so got a lot of background there. And of course, he served on so many other boards and whatnot. He's got a good background in the city. So it's not going to take him long at all to get up to speed on all our stuff. And for the record to show, I'm not going to call the roll. The record should show that all members of the committee are here. I don't see anyone from the public, so we'll leave that open if someone does want to speak. Approval of minutes. What's your pleasure?
So moved.
Okay, first, do I hear a second on the minutes?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Minutes are accepted. Okay, yeah, we have two items on the agenda that came in that normally get resolved at Marcy's level, but there's no Marcy. So they got to us. And the first one is this issue on Camp Town. And I guess this has been going on for a while. The woman had a problem with a main break or something broke. And she did go to the Regional Water Authority and they gave her documentation of the water break. So she's looking for a break on the billing to take off the excess water supply. As I say, normally, it gets healed before it gets to us, but it didn't. So I don't know what more to say. I don't even know how much she was looking for. $169.20.
Jack, I'm going to ask the same question I ask every time on these. Do we know whether it went into the sewer or, I'm going to guess it's a frozen pipe in the middle of winter because it looked like it was in December. But did it go into our sewer? Do we know that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You can see this dates back to 12/14/2022. So it's an old one. I guess it didn't get handled somewhere along the line. Should have. Let's see what the
I wonder
date
if we
is.
handled it already, Jack. This the second go around or is this the original?
No. Well, this is the
No.
original application, but nothing happened with it.
Okay.
Well, according to the bill, they gave him credit the same month they got the bill. Because the bill's
Yeah,
from,
the water authority, but we didn't.
yeah.
And again, we don't have anyone at staff to be going through all this stuff, so I don't know what to say.
Like I always say, if it goes in the sewer, we shouldn't give them a credit. But something like this, we don't know. Plus, we didn't have Marcy to play middleman. I would make a motion just to give her the credit.
Okay, do I hear a second? Did I hear a
Yeah, I'll
second?
second it, Jack.
Okay, and again, I think the circumstance of this, it's been dragging on too long. It's really embarrassing that this is poor customer service. Things like this should be handled right away and come to us when they should and shouldn't drag on. So that would be my reason for voting on
Well,
this one.
who didn't come to us since 2022?
Oh, I know, but this has been dragging on since 2022. It's
Yeah,
2024.
but what brought this up, Jack? That's what I'm getting at. Well,
Yeah.
how did it get brought up now?
I
Somebody
just got
bring.
it the other day.
You know,
Handle.
Jack, I wouldn't change my motion, but just in the future, if you look at this bill, it's only $23 for usage. You know what I mean? I mean, we already made the motion. Let's just make it go away because it's been out there lingering. But you look at the bill, $23.83 is the amount of water that they lost.
But no. I don't know what the bill was from WPCA. Well,
no, no, I understand that. I'm just saying that they gave her a credit, pretty good credit, and the amount of water is was it? What do we got here? I don't know, but it's 2383. But it's just something we got to look at in the future.
Yeah. As I say, this should have been handled earlier before it got to us. And usually right. Mike has a pretty good explanation for us when we act. But all right, well, we've got a first. We've got a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right. That one's taken care of. Let me go to the next one, which is a little bit trickier. Okay, and this is another one. I can't blame staff. This is for a property at Grandview Boulevard. And a couple of years ago, they signed an agreement. Marcy, again, acting in the best interest of both the consumer and WPCA, worked out a payment schedule with these people. Okay, and they made three payments. And then they stopped paying. Okay. Now keep in mind, that was after dealing with the lawyer. So they made three payments, then they stopped and didn't say anything. They just stopped paying. And then, they went back to the lawyer and asked if they could resume the payments. But, if you read this carefully, I'm trying to find it, that's the $200 a month. That's when they were doing it. Here's the, again, what they owed. This is what the bill has moved up to. I thought there was one more email. And they said they wanted to resume the payments of $200 a month. Well, they were able to. It kind of indicated that they might have to stop payment again. The part that bothers me is they signed an agreement. And then possibly ran into hard times. I don't know what it was, but they stopped paying without contacting us, without saying, hey, there's a real hardship here. What can you do again? So I don't know. So they are asking us to put them back on the payment plan. If we don't, then it'll be up to the attorney to continue, and it could lead to a foreclosure. And I thought it was very interesting. I listened to the mayor's budget proposal last night, and I was surprised that they put $750,000 in the proposed budget to go after outstanding liens that the city's had out there for years. So I'm sure this would end up in that situation. I don't think these people owe any money on their property taxes, house taxes. So what are your feelings? Yeah, I know, but none of us want to deal with it.
Who are the payments going
to? Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Charlie.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt.
Mark, okay, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, but I'm sorry to interrupt. But it sounds like a difficult and multitasking, so I just... The pause is what woke me up a bit, but we have a new tax collector starting on Monday. If it's not an urgent matter, perhaps it might be something that she can review to kind of get to the bottom of it, so you don't have to try to make this in a vacuum. I know it's been a while, and there's been a whole bunch of issues that we're all suffering the PTSD from, but in an effort to try to move forward, but really to make an educated decision, with the full information, because the staff that's here probably not in the best position to make a recommendation or have reviewed that. I mean, it's kind of like a different scope of stuff.
Yeah, we don't have a recommendation for staff. This is, if you
look. I'm saying, because I don't think that any staff who's here, including myself, are in a position to make that.
The only thing we have is the record that they were put on a payment plan. They made three payments. Then they stopped for more than a year.
Yeah, I mean, course, I don't know. I know nothing about this. I don't know. Yeah. I personally don't know anything about it, and I don't even know the name. So I'm just talking, just as a general point, it probably, if it could wait after all this time, one more month, it probably would make sense to have somebody look at it that could be sure that we're also complying with the statutes regarding payments and all of that stuff.
I think we are. I mean, but the key part here is it's already gone to the attorney. Okay. This is the attorney responding, but the attorney is throwing it back to us. The attorney's not going to make.
Who's the attorney?
James Cirillo.
Oh.
He handles our collections.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But he can't make that decision to put him back on a payment plan. Only we can do that. Okay. Because the next step for him, well, I guess it would still have to come from us, is to proceed. I'm sure it's lien. The next step would be a foreclosure, I'm pretty sure.
Jack, something doesn't make sense here. A lot doesn't, I guess. But who was Marcy the one who was supposedly monitoring this? I mean, this is a couple of years. Marcy was here.
Marcy agreed to a payment plan with him.
Yeah, I know, but if they don't make the payment, who follows up on it? The lawyer or Marcy? Or
I think the lawyer has to do that, because all the communication, once it goes to the lawyer, it's my understanding that all future communication has to go through the lawyer.
So, okay, what I'm getting at is he should have came to us 2 years ago with this information, right?
Yeah, possibly.
It sounds like, once you turn over to the lawyer, he's in the collection business for us. Not Marcy. Marcy doesn't have that authority.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. There was no communication with Marcy again. It would have been with the lawyer, and I think they're told that from the very beginning. But they're just coming back. And what triggered it was that they wrote a letter in December asking if they could get back on the payment plan.
I guess the question begs to say, how many more of these do we have that we don't even know about? Is it the lawyer that's supposed to be following these? I mean, Cirillo's seem like
he should have. Let's backtrack a little bit, Bob, also, because we do have other issues. Evidently, at some point in time, we had many lawyers doing cases for us, okay? And if you recall, that changed when the city went out and did the tax sales. Remember that? And they hired the third party to take over the collections.
Right.
Okay? And at that point, all that work went to Vince Marino and his firm. And we just got socked this year, in this year's budget. Remember a $27,000 bill?
Yeah, for lawyer's fees, yeah.
Yeah, so, and they were looking for all that paid. Now, it's my understanding, Attorney Cirillo, took all his fees out of the settlement with the people. So we never saw a separate bill for this. What we did see was he would return revenue to us that he collected minus their fees. And I think there may have been a couple of other lawyers. I had one other lawyer in the valley say, "Hey, Jack, I used to do work for WPCA and I never get anything anymore." And I had a brief conversation with Attorney Bertola saying, "Hey, we got to sit down at some point and talk about this." Because he's saying that all these things are supposed to go through corporation counsel. That's obviously not what happened in the past. But, we've got so many other financial issues to deal with first. I don't have time to sit down with him. I did say I want to talk to him. I want to get it straightened out and clarification, because he said it's in the city charter that it has to all go through them, and then they decide to farm it all to other lawyers. I'd like to see that in the city charter for myself. But, that's for the future. Mark gave a suggestion here. We could table it and get further information, or we can act on it.
I think I would agree with you and Mark that we table it for 1 month and get some input from the incoming tax collector as to how we should handle this.
All right, so you're making that as a motion, Kelly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Any further discussion?
I'm not sure the new tax collector is going to know what the right time of day is or where the bathroom is. But it seems to me Cirillo has put out a document here, and he's the guy that's the collection. Sounds like we should be talking to Cirillo saying, what are you doing about this? What's your suggestion? I mean,
He sent it to us, and it's up to us if we want to, you know, go back and sign an agreement or let her continue with the $200 a month. That's our decision. Otherwise, you know,
$200 a month, this could go on for years.
Well, that's the problem. And I specifically asked, how has this been handled in the past? Has it ever happened before? They said it happens, but generally it doesn't drag on this long when somebody, you know, makes an agreement and then reneges on the agreement.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We get an agreement and nothing happened for 2 years, and all of a sudden now they're coming back and saying, hey, we want to start the agreement again. Who was running the ship that monitors this? I would think it'd be Cirillo. He's the guy to put this out.
Well, he is. Now, he's the one sending this to us saying, hey, I just had this request. Do you guys want to do it? If not, it will proceed.
But then he did a write-up, all this write-up here?
Yeah, he and his assistant sent all this information.
Right.
Okay. But they're asking, do we want to accede to her request or not?
I don't think $100 or $200 a month is going to make it, right?
Well, obviously, I mean, it didn't work.
You get another bill coming in here in July, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you see them all so right there.
They pay $200 and you bill them for $400, you know?
Yeah. Well, $200 a month, though.
Yeah.
So they compare that to
that's $2,400 a year.
It would take 2 years to pay it off.
Plus the additional costs for this upcoming year, which by her bills looks like another $600 or $700 on top of that.
Oh yeah,
right.
Plus the attorney's fees on it as well. So
Charlie Sampson, so two things I have. Number one, I don't see in the paperwork here in the packet that was forwarded to me her request that says she wants to pay $200. I do see Cirillo's letter to her based upon her contacting him again, but I don't see how she contacted him, number one. Number two, if Cirillo's been handling these things, I think that he has to put a list together of outstanding accounts that he currently has so that we can assess each one on a month-to-month basis. I'm sure this isn't the only one that he has, Jack.
It might be now. It might be now because we do have that issue with Bertolo, because even though we paid $27,000, several of those accounts were still outstanding. That's why I wanted him to come to a meeting and explain to us, you know, what's the next step, and is it correct that they would assign the lawyers and not us? So, you know, maybe it's just best the motion is to wait another month, and I'll ask Bertolo to come to our next meeting as well. I'll clarify with Cirillo again. I'll ask Bertolo to come and explain, because if he's correct, then he has to take this over anyways. And also the new tax collector, if they can help with the records, even though I don't see that they're going to be much help. I mean, it's pretty clear cut that they stopped paying. But it's not going to kill us to wait another month, because we'll still get the interest anyways. It's going to hurt them. But you know, they didn't have to wait. They could send the check now and it wouldn't have hurt them. So, all right, so we have a motion. We have a second. All is in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Okay. All right, we'll move on to the regular business. Rob, you're up.
Okay. Yeah, so nothing on the general on-call, on the wastewater facilities plan. Still waiting for the approval for the facilities plan as amended. We met at the end of January with DEEP. I thought it was a really good meeting. They received a letter for the extended dates. I believe it was in the works to be approved, but I haven't heard anything back yet. I do owe you an engineering services agreement to do the design. I have it in draft form. I would suggest if we could maybe have a meeting to discuss the scope of services and all that. It's a relatively big effort, right, to design the upgrade. So I do have it in draft form. I suggest we review it before we send it to the state for approval.
But do they have to approve what you already sent in before we can do that?
Well, they won't act on it until the facilities plan is approved. So that's the first step. But we want to be prepared with the engineering services agreement to go into the next step. But I want the WPCA and everybody here involved to know exactly what we're going to submit to the DEEP for approval before we submit it. And
do we need a special meeting, or can we do it at next month's meeting?
We can do it as your choice. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to go over what's in it before we send it.
Why don't we wait till later in the meeting? Because we're also going to have to start scheduling budget meetings. So
okay. Let's
say we know we have to do that, but let's see what our schedule is going to look like.
Route 34 project is effectively done. The piping is complete. Still waiting for the record drawings. Open up the way for too long. WPCA is moving forward with their CMOM work. The II removal project, National Water Main was out there March 8th to line a lateral on Laurel Ave. And they couldn't do the lateral lining because the infiltration coming in was too great that it wouldn't take. So the only way to install that lateral is to lower the groundwater. So we're trying to we're going to come up with a different way to fix that leak. It's like a 5 gallon a minute leak.
Oh.
Pretty significant.
Is that the last piece of work on that?
And then they have to raise the manhole cover in front of Town Fair Tire, which I believe was going to happen either tomorrow or Friday. That was I talked to him earlier this week.
Okay,
those are the last two items on phase five, and I have a draft for phase six, which I believe we've done the cost effective pipeline work. We've done the catch basin disconnection. We've done the cost effective pipeline work. The next phase would be I've identified 30 manholes, your top 30. So we'll attack that, and there may be one or two source segments as well. But it's starting to get slim pickings on the public side for removal of II. Like we talked last month, you know, the next target would be the private side. And two things. One, we talked about St. Michael's Church last time. Bob brought that up, and I did a little research from this field work that was done. And that is your biggest II or inflow, basically, on the private side, by far. They had seven roof leaders tied into the sewer or area drains. When you have a significant rain event, there's a couple hundred gallons a minute. So that's that. We've talked anecdotally about being a spring on the running into the sewer system from this. But I think it's really inflow from the roof leaders and area drains that are tied in. So when it rains a couple hundred gallons a minute, that's like a small brook.
We probably have to get an attorney involved in that if we go after the private. No.
You want to have a private inflow removal program in place. You may want to start with discussions, see what can be done. You know, this.
Can you prepare that list again for us at the next meeting? Of the private ones that we have to deal with, and then we can start that discussion because it's been dragging on for too long. And Charlie, just for your benefit, we signed an agreement with Deep 5 years ago to set aside $270,000 a year to work on removing INI, inflow in whatever. What's the other I for? Inflow in?
Infiltration.
Infiltration. This is basically stormwater that's leaking into the system and going through the plant, which is costing us significantly. So as part of our agreement with them, we've agreed that we're spending $270,000 a year. And that's why we're talking about this is phase six that we're looking at next. We've completed five cycles of that already. And who knows how many more cycles it'll take to get it all out. But the private part is a bit of a problem because these are private property owners. Amen. Many of them, most of them were notified how many years ago? 10, 15 years ago? And did nothing to remove the issue. And it's been kicked down the path, and now it's coming home to roost because it makes sense to go after the ones that are doing the most damage to our system. But it's going to be a tricky issue. I know at one point it was a question of, was this our issue or was it the health department issue? Who was responsible for it? But pretty much we're the ones that suffer the damage from it. So, and actually at the end of the day, it's the ratepayers that suffer. So if you could put that list together again for next month, I think we got to start addressing it.
Hey, Jack, we were looking at, we're putting aside $275,000. Now Deep is requiring that, I guess, right?
They required that, yeah. They wanted us to do more.
Yeah. I'm just kind of wondering, what is the cost of processing the water that's going in there now? Is it $275,000 or more?
Oh, we're saving. Ed and Rob, you want to talk to how much we've improved since you started doing this?
Yeah. Do you have that graph I sent to you, or?
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll pull that up. Hang on a second. See if I can find it.
Because that 270,000, that's the number we came up with in 2016, 2017 when we submitted right. The II control plan for approval. Mm-hmm. And where we identified all the leaks and then we started to address those leaks. So what this graph shows, and there's 10 years of data from 2014 to 24. And we started at the center, we started the infiltration inflow removal construction projects. Phase one and two were done in 2019. And then phase three and four and five were done in 21, 22, and just recently 23. You can see there's been a definite change in the projection of average daily flow. Those blue boxes there, the first row of the blue boxes are your average daily flow over the year. So, you know, in 2014, you had an average daily flow of 1.29. In the middle blue row there is rainfall. So you had 50 inches of rainfall in 2014, 1.29. And then the average daily flow, that's a 30-day projected average. It's going up and up and up until we got to phase one and two. So the average daily flow started to go down. Now, what was interesting here is If you look at 2023, which was one of the wettest years on record at 63 inches of rain, comparing that to 2018, we had 67 inches of rain, almost the same amount. Yet your average daily flow went down by 180,000 gallons a day. And you can see that in other areas as well. So I think we can submit this when Ed submits the report, the annual report in June. But this is evidence. This is data-backed evidence that what investments were done by the city have bear fruit and has changed the projection of II, my opinion. And I think we'll do a phase six. And then we can address the private inflow, but we could start, I'm suggesting we start the discussions with EPA about that $270,000 a year saying, let's put it on the table and say, why don't we just do our CMOM inspections that the city's doing? Let's address those and find them
There's not an acceptable level of II. If you're down, you've reduced it. What I'm getting at is we're never going to get to zero.
Never. Okay. Never. Brand new. At what point
do we say we're spending more to get less? I mean, we spent $275,000 for 5 years. That's $1.5 million, basically, right?
Yes.
Would it cost us $1.5 million to process that water for 5 years?
When we did this study.
I'm just asking questions, that's all.
No, great question, because when we did the study, you look at every leak that you found and you say, well, how much does that leak cost to transport it to the plant and to treat it at the plant? And then you compare it to what it costs to fix it. That's a cost-effective analysis. If it costs more to treat it, then you fix it. If it's small enough, it costs more to fix it than to treat it, then you leave it.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, Where are we at?
I think we've done the bulk of the cost-effective work. There are more identified, but they're fewer far between. We did the projects that had the biggest bang for the buck. The smallest amount of dollars for the greatest amount of II removal. I think we're at that point. We're showing it going down, projecting down. We do one more project, but I think there's enough evidence to talk to EPA and say, listen, we'd like to revise our II control plan to delete that $270,000 a year. And let's, part of our CMOM program is why you have one. You find your leaks through your manhole inspections and CCTV inspections. And you've been doing that. Those have been added to these phases. Make that your move forward to addressing II and a proactive, you find it, you fix it.
Robin, you're in historically, have you seen them drop that out, or you see them taking it down gradually?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the first part.
Well, in what you've seen in other towns and what have you, do you see them just dropping it right out like that, like you said, and just deal with CMOM? Or do you think that they'll gradually drop it down, like maybe cut it back so much every year? What have you seen in the past?
Most towns aren't in an order or responding to an order to do this work. A lot of them have CMOMs, and we have some communities that have 10, 15 years. They're doing it because they're big systems, and it takes that much time to get through the whole system. They'll be on phase 10, 12. And but what's driving them is what they find through their CMOM program.
So it sounds to me, Rob, so what you're suggesting is that when we fill out that CMOM report in June and include this, that at that point in time, we asked them to sit down and renegotiate.
I think it's worth a shot. I wouldn't suggest it if I didn't think this data is showing.
Yeah.
I think it should be tied to the CMOM report to show all this. So I'm in favor of it. I don't even think we need a motion. I think we just do that. Okay. So what is it, June 30th that it has to be submitted by?
Yes. Or June 15th. I think it's somewhere in there.
Yeah. And do we then negotiate with EPA or DEEP?
Well, that was EPA, but DEEP as well. I think the approval came from EPA.
Okay. I don't remember. I just remember arguing with them because they wanted to spend a lot more money than that. And, you know, I made the case to them that we're a distressed community. We couldn't afford to do more than that. Even $270,000 is a big hit. Yeah. But it worked. That's the bottom line. It worked. So I think we showed good faith. We did what we said we were going to do. We got results. And, you know, if you can back up your statements with results, that's a good time to have the discussion. So
it's worth the ask.
Yeah.
The worst thing to say is no.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, let's move on. That's good news.
Okay. What else? I guess the last two other things, we submitted the NPDES permit renewal application on the 29th ahead of the March 4 deadline. So we should be good there. Once we get comments, I think there was a lot of work between the WPCA staff and our, we had a young man helping out, and I think he did it. Pretty good job putting that application together, and there was a lot of work that Ed's team had to put together to get that data, but it looked good. I think we'll be successful.
Right.
And then the last thing is on the dewatering system. We did meet with Fournier end of February. We've submitted to them layout drawings. They are preparing the shop drawing. I think there was a small financial hiccup that delayed it on their end, but they're moving forward. So,
but let me add one other piece of good news. It's not directly just ours, but I was at City Hall today, and the target date now for completing the work on Main Street Route 34, October 18th.
This year,
October 18th. So there's a lot of work to go, but that is now the target date. And somewhat related, the target date for finishing the work on the Derby-Shelton Bridge, July 1st. So this is a major change for the city to complete those two projects is extraordinary. They both should have been done earlier, particularly the one on the bridge. But at last, to see the end of the tunnel is just fabulous. And I'm happy that all our stuff went well. I'm still a little bit annoyed that we didn't save that $300,000, but not much I can do about that. So, okay, let's move on. Next, we've got the approval of bills. Okay, so let me see what I've got here first. Oh, okay. First of all, I've got the bills. Now, Chai, I need to explain something here because this is an absolute nightmare. Not what we're going to do today, but what we should be doing. Okay. Our normal process is that all the bills go into the City Hall and Marcy and Ed review them and they sign off on them. Marcy prepares the report and it comes to us and then we approve all the bills. Okay. That really has not happened since September, okay? And it's not going to happen today, but we're getting some of them. And when we get to the financials, I'll show you a little bit more about that. But, we normally do a much better job, much more thorough job than just these bills that are going to be approved tonight. So we've got two here, Weston and Sampson, these for the regular activities out of the WPCA budget. Got this one for the renewal that we just talked about for $7,000. and the other one is for on-call services, $470. What's your pleasure?
Make a payment. Motion to pay.
Okay, do I hear a second? Second? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? And I do want to point out one other thing, Charlie, for your benefit. Normally, not only do we have these, but Marcy prepares the document showing the line items. We don't have the line items here, but that will get done in the finance department. But it's much better if we see it in advance, but we're not seeing it. Okay. The second one is the Fournier bill. And I think this might have even been paid. I'm not sure. But this is for the down payment or the first payment, the 15%, which was required to start the project. So it's for $93,000. And you can see Ed did sign off on this one. So again, I'd ask for a motion to approve this payment.
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Jack, what is the amount there?
$93,000.
Isn't that the total?
No. The total is like $600,000. Okay, this is just a 15% first payment. Remember, it was a schedule of payments.
Right.
The contract that we approved. This is the first one.
Okay.
So this is all by contract. It's nothing. There's nothing unexpected here. Okay. All right. Any further? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. We're doing that. Now, Charlie, it gets even trickier. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Even that one. We have to come back to that.
Exactly. It's
being paid out of referendum. Okay. So. I'd ask for a second motion that the first motion is subject to approval by the Infrastructure Committee.
Right.
Okay, Kelly, you made the motion.
Yeah. Bob,
second?
Second.
Okay. And again, Charlie, for your benefit, I think you were on the board also, you know, they set up a separate Infrastructure Committee that was supposed to consult with us and also approve, even though I don't think the legislation ever said they had to approve, but that's the way we've always done it. But that committee is basically non-function. Keith was the chairman of it. There's no chairman of it now. There are only three members left. And yeah, they'll still have to approve it, or the finance office will just sign off on it. So, but we always, doing our part, we say we've done ours, subject to the other. So that's what that motion is for.
Understood.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. That's being paid. And then these are also, I could have done it with the 48 one because these are bills for engineering services connected to the 48 install later on, the design and install. So we've got, what do we got here? $1,700?
Yeah.
And $1,700. So two for a total of $3,400. What's your pleasure?
Jack, if I may interrupt, I believe it's the total of $1,700.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, this is where not having Marcy prepares this. And it's all done for us. I have all the motions in advance. I don't have time to do this. I've got to tell you, I'm just about done. I can't take much more of this. I don't know. The amount of time I'm spending on this, it's like a part-time job. It's getting ridiculous. But in any case, getting back to the main point, got a bill for $1,700 to be paid. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Go ahead. Okay, we'll give Bob the motion. And Kelly, you got the second?
That's fine.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All the bills are paid. All right, now to my favorite part of the meeting, the finance reports.
Hey, Jack, before you get into that, just so that we know, we've got three outstanding bills now that has to go before the infrastructure. We had one from last month also for the dewatering. I'm just putting it out there. So we're
all. Yeah. And again, you know, somebody in the finance department. Somebody's got to do that. I can't be running all these meetings. You know, that's not our committee. I tried to do it for a long time. I can't keep up with it.
Sorry to cut you off on that. I just wanted to make sure
You're right. You're right. No disagreement here.
Jack, before you get into this particular portion, I was asked about Hawthorne Avenue. We had a major break there or something, $27,000 bill. I didn't see that come up.
Ed's going to cover that in his part. Ed's going to cover that in his report.
Okay.
All right, Charlie, we've had a problem since Marcy left, okay? Well, actually, it started before Marcy left. We would get financial reports every month that Marcy put together. And you know that in July, they switched over the accounting software.
Right.
Okay? Since then, it's just become an absolute nightmare. We're not getting the reports we need, and I'll give you examples of how bad it is in a minute. We have not approved a finance report in 2 years, okay? And again, we're not saying anybody's stealing anything or whatnot. It's just that the reports are not accurate, and you're going to see that in a minute. I'm not going to bother with the first part of this, but I'm going to move down. Let's see. I've got to get to the right page. Okay. You know, you got this in your packet. This is really the budget report. And I just want to show you why, how many things are messed up. First of all, what I asked for was a report showing year-to-date actual. Okay, but if you look up here on the top, it says from 7/1/23 through 6/30/24. So what does this mean? Okay, I asked for the report, and I think it is through January or February 29th. That's what should be up here. Okay, because the year to date doesn't mean anything unless you know what the date is. So that's my first gripe. But coming down here, you'll see some things right away. Okay, we come down to commercial revenue. Year to date, actual, zero. That's not right. We collected money there. Mixed use revenue, zero. Okay, I think we received these reimbursements. Get down here, we've also got the capital improvement. Zero revenue, zero. And on top of that, our accounting practices prior to this change was when the bills went out, all the revenue was booked. That changed this year, okay? And it's going to throw things off, you know, when you start changing things. Now, I'll go down and I'll give you the good part, too. Don't want to make it all sound bad. The impact fee, what's the line? 44926. I went past it. Over here, this is the best news we've had that shows the benefit of the economic development going on downtown. We've collected $522,000 in impact fees for the new buildings downtown. And is it more than just the two apartments? Was it also the car wash?
The ones that you're referring to right now were the car wash and the hydro stations that were installed.
Oh, the fuel cell.
Fuel cell, yes.
Okay, so we don't have either of the apartments yet.
No, sir.
Okay, so we're going to have a lot more revenue coming in on that. So that's very good news. And the other very good news down here, Charlie, is this. It says interest earned. You know, years ago when there was interest to be made, we used to have sweep accounts where we were earning interest every night. And of course, when the interest rates collapsed, it was costing us money, so we stopped doing that. But Nancy in the finance department came to us couple of months ago and said, hey, we have this deal now with the state of Connecticut where they have these short-term overnight accounts and they're, you know, there's no risk to them or whatnot. They're fully liquid and we can start earning interest for WPCA on the cash that we have in hand. So as you read this, we've collected $178,000 already during this fiscal year. So that's really going to be a big help to us this year. So that's the good news. Okay. Now coming down here, this says regular, that's our regular workforce. And I'm a little surprised because we should be, we should have 33% of our income, of our dollars left. And we're only at 26, meaning we've overspent that. But I'm not sure that's correct. Okay. That's one of the first ones I'll start questioning. Then you come down to our clothing allowance. I think I've said this every month since October. This shows that we've spent $30,000 on clothing. We didn't spend $30,000 on clothing. That's the fee that we paid for Reftelis to do that study for us. And it's still showing here on the clothing allowance. Coming down, you'll see that we still have nothing showing for our contributions for pension or workers' comp, even though we're two-thirds of the way through the year. We've got nothing showing in that. We go to the next page. The very first thing says employee life insurance. That's not life insurance. It's medical insurance. And it shows we've spent $6,400 out of $360,000. Again, it's just not being reported to us. It should be on there. Insurance, this could be that we haven't paid anything yet. That could be a timing thing. Engineering services, this is wrong. Okay, it says we spent $122,000. If we did, it's not on this budget. It should be on the referendum as well. So that's wrong. Go to the last page. The plant one improvement construction. I think this is the $93,000 that we just approved. Okay. So this is a new line item that they've got in there. And we had a line item in there for all the expenses related to referendum. And all of a sudden, this is appearing with the $93,000. Not the way it should be. Actually, maybe it should be there. But somebody's got to say something to us. You can't just change our budget and our chart of accounts. It's just maddening. And then down further, there's another one, rags and grease. Ed, does this look right to you that we spent $21,000 already?
I think that is about correct. And the reason being
that problem that we had,
invoices weren't getting paid last year as well.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you know, and again, we found invoices that Ed just that was dealing with invoices from Frank Pepe from November that he signed off and that didn't get paid. Okay. So if I seem a little bit upset, there's reason to be upset. Now I'm going to give the good side. Okay. I'm meeting with Brian Hall tomorrow at 10:30. And if anyone wants to join me, you're welcome to. I think Brian's a breath of fresh air. I think he's already done a great job with what he's doing. He had to get the budget prepared for the city, which I don't know if you saw it. They did present it last night. It's going to be sticker shock to you because the mill rate's going to go up by 11% if that budget gets approved. And there were some issues in there that I saw that affect WPCA that I have questions about. But, you know, he just asked for time. He recognizes that none of this is right. And I shouldn't say none of it's right, that it just doesn't work for us to be able to do our job as fiduciary agents. We have to have better reporting and we have to have more timely reporting. And I think in the next couple of months, it's finally going to be resolved. I saw in the mayor's budget, they were talking about, there were two line items, one under finance and one under DPW, where they showed a negative $40,000 for WPCA in-kind services, okay? And to me, I think that's where they're talking about us paying them for services in place of Marcy's position. But we'll find out more as we go along, because not having someone in that position is, it's killing us. It's killing us. So again, my usual, I'd ask that we accept that we've got this, but not approve it. Someone needs to make a motion. Well, before that, Charlie, you have any questions about this?
Actually, Jack, I don't, because I handle the budget for where I work today. Kind of understand what they're putting here, even though the date does say 6:30. They're talking about the entire fiscal year. Unfortunately, I wish I could go with you tomorrow at 10:30, because I'd like to get into this a little bit more. But I mean, I'm not going to tell you how this runs, but it's a report. Do we have to accept a report?
I don't mind accepting it. All we're saying is they sent it to us, but we're not approving it.
Oh yeah.
We have not approved the report. We're acknowledging that they sent it to us, but we're saying it doesn't work.
And it's been more than just 2 years. I bet you it's been over 4 years. We haven't approved one, child.
Just based upon Jack's comments, I can entirely see the mess here. So
yeah.
I think this year, let's get it resolved. And when we do our budget this year, we have the figures that we need to do our budget. You know, I guess the audit's still not quite done. But, you know, we need the figures from more than a year ago before we can start figuring what we have to, particularly when it comes to pension and medical expenses. We need to see what those are. Otherwise, we're just throwing darts in the dark. So, okay. Did we get a motion? I'm losing my mind on this.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept the receiving of the document for the budget, but not the approval of the figures or the document.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Second by Bob. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? And again, I think we're going to be okay with Brian. He is really working his butt off. He understands the issues. He didn't create them, but hopefully he'll get them straightened out. And, you know, I'm not even going over this one because this is 112 pages long. Okay? And this is all the detail behind that. We don't need the detail like this. We need the reports that we used to get from Marcy before that gave us all this, but consolidated in a manageable fashion. So I give them credit because they do all have all the data, but you know, our statistics tell us it's not right. Okay. So we'll see what happens. All right, Ed, you're up.
Okay. For the March 2024 meeting, the collection system of February 2024, we responded to a total of 59 call before you dig tickets with two emergencies. Responded to a total of two call outs with one emergency call out. For the plant, we had an average flow of 1.66 million gallons per day with a total flow of 48.15 million gallons a day with a max daily flow of 2.31 million gallons per day. Our average total nitrogen was 52.75 pounds per day. Our permitted limit is 71 pounds per day. And we are under that with our annual average of 68 pounds per day. Our average effluent BOD is 11.2. We're permitted for up to 30. Average suspended solids is 5 milligrams per liter. And again, we're permitted to up to 30 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 3.5.
Hey, a quick question. With that new the certification, will any of these change? The certification you're applying for, will they change any of this?
It shouldn't.
Okay.
Shouldn't. It may change when we do the plant upgrade, but for this permit cycle, it shouldn't.
Okay.
For maintenance at the plant, we rebuilt one of the Penn Valley sludge pumps, aeration blower maintenance, replacing filters and batteries, Roosevelt Drive pump station, motor maintenance, and in the operations building and secondary building, we did a whole lot of interior painting.
It looked good. I came down, I saw it. It looks good.
In general, we were working with Weston and Sampson for the NPDES permit renewal. The permit, as Bob stated, was submitted to DEEP on 2/9/24, and we also commenced the monthly project meetings for the new rotary press with Weston and Sampson at Florinair.
And we're still on target for what, October, to finish this? Is that the completion date? Rob or Ed?
I think a little bit further out than that.
Okay. All right, you want to move on to this?
Got this in an email yesterday, a civil summons that we are subject in a lawsuit for damages that a contractor is looking to retain.
Yeah, so, and actually it's the city of Derby. And, you know, there's nothing for us to do. This was damage that was done by their construction crew. Well, actually, this is the insurance company that had to pay the damages, and they're now seeking to recoup their what they paid out from the city, blaming the city for not having adequate documentation to avoid this happening. But, you know, our only involvement at this point is for Ed to provide our documentation. There's nothing else for us to do. There's nothing to report here. We'll see. It goes to the lawyer, and then they handle it from there. But it's, you know, there's nothing for us to do on this, nothing to be alarmed about.
What does that involve, CBYD?
I bow to Ed and Rob on that.
Yes, it is. The construction company put in a call before a dig ticket. We went out and marked out the sewer lateral, which is what we're supposed to do. During their work, they hit a homeowner's lateral. And when they repaired it, they never pulled a permit. We were never notified of it. They just went ahead and made the repairs themselves, which created a whole lot of issues, created issues with the homeowner. When they had multiple construction companies out there to try to repair it, we finally determined what the cause was. We called the construction company that did the job for RWA. They came back, and about a year later, this comes up saying that we didn't mark out the homeowner's lateral, which we don't do. It's not in our regulations to mark out a homeowner's lateral.
Nor is it under CBYD on private property, if I'm correct on that. Was it on private property or in the street at?
It was in the street at our connection, which is what responsible for.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So that's just on there for information purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back to the agenda. And I think we can go through this pretty quickly. The old business, the coordinator patient position staffing and ongoing issues. There are ongoing issues. You've seen several of them tonight. They are still moving forward with this plan to reorganize down there. You know, they've made progress because they hired the interim finance director, and they've also hired the tax collector, who starts next Monday, I believe. I thought they were going to start this week, but I guess it's next week. Fournier update, you already got that. We've approved that. The connection fees, Ed, you were going to check with somebody on this to make sure that we get the sign off with the building department before, you know, before they issue the building permit.
Yes. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to attack that just yet. Going back to the WPCA coordinator position, the majority, and I really do mean the majority of my day, is spent looking and tracking invoices, all the stuff that Marcy used to do. I'm that's all I'm doing all day long.
Marcy, it's got to stop.
Marcy put the invoices in a packet. She would send them to me on a Wednesday. I would review them, sign them, and send them back to her on a Thursday. Because we don't have Marcy, vendors didn't know who to send invoices to. So the city started giving them my email. They send them to me. They send them to the city. They send them to other people in the city. They come to me. I'm trying to put them together. I'll get three in an hour. Then I'll get six, seven in another hour from all these different sources, trying to compile them, trying to find the ones that are already paid, not paid. And then getting back to vendors that are saying, we haven't been paid in 6 months. And I'm going back to see if we have the invoices, if we don't have the invoices, if they were paid. We're showing they're paid, but they never checks never got sent out. For the past six months, all I'm doing.
Yeah, well, that'll be part of the discussion tomorrow. If you want to stop by, Ed, I'm going to be meeting with him at 10:30. We've got to get that resolved. You know, they're planning on doing this reorganization, and they just have to understand that right now they're killing us. They're killing us. We look bad. In fact, the city looks bad. When you get bills that were signed off in November and they're not paid and it's March, there's something wrong. Okay? So it's got to end. I contacted them yesterday because we want to start the budget process. But it dawned on me all of a sudden there's a key piece that we don't have. And you recall that piece is Marcy's piece. Marcy has to get the figures from the water company and then compile that for us. So, because we need that data to set the rate. So, you know, Brian sent me something back yesterday and I said, well, I honestly don't know. Okay. I'm looking for what Marcy sent us. I can't find what Marcy sent us. I said, somebody is going to have to go in there and get on Marcy's computer and find that. So we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. I was going to say tonight, I'd like to start setting the budget meetings, the workshops, but I think I've got to hold off until I talk to Brian and see where we stand, because there's no sense in meeting if we don't have the data that we need. But in the meantime, Ed, you've got to start working on your budget. That the rest of that budget is very much up in the air. As I said, I saw two things on the mayor's budget that look like $80,000 worth of expenses for WPCA for this correcting the situation that we've got in the office now. So we'll find that out tomorrow. And once we do that, I'll get back to you because I'd like to start the process and get it going. You know, we have to get it done by the end of May, I think, with all the public hearings so we can approve everything in June. We've got time, but we don't have the information we need to do it. I think right now we're in the worst position we've ever been in for preparing a budget. And that's saying something. But we'll get it done. We always do. We always do. So with that, I don't have anything else. Charlie, you have any questions? You had to sit through an awful lot today.
No questions, Jack. I'm taking it all in at this point.
All right. Rob, you were saying something?
Yeah, I was curious on what this Hawkins Street deal was. It's not like a big repair. Three different days. $27,000 bill from Pepe, I guess it was.
That's you were in it?
That's something else that I'm trying to work on, and I have not had time to attack. It was a call before a dig ticket that was put in by another construction company to do work for the gas company. Our crew, we were short staffed. We couldn't mark it out because it was a busy section of the road. So they hit our sewer main because it wasn't marked out. According to the mapping that we had, we would have marked it out incorrectly anyway because our mapping was old and it didn't correspond with where the sewer main was on the street anyway. Once it was first hit or initially hit, we went out there and we told them we marked it out where we believed the sewer main was, and they hit it again, didn't tell anybody, never repaired it, just covered it up. And then they hit it one more time after that we were notified, went back out, and we're trying to seek a resolution from the contractor with that.
That's all the way at the end of Hawkins Street, right past the bridge? Is that that one?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's okay. That's been going on for a while. All right. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We're officially adjourned at 7:41. Thank you.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Okay, everyone.
Okay. I got to stop this recording.